And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We have the top 10 albums coming to you this hour, as well as music news and the lowdown. It's all jam-packed, and it's on its way to you from us. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we get the charts from a wonderful website Brian's going to tell you about.
You should go and check it out. Earshot-online.com, as always, is the National Campus and Community Report, published on a weekly basis by the National Campus and Community Radio Association's fine staff and volunteers. The main part of the website, at least for our purposes, is the Earshot National Top 50. We play selections from the top 20 because, as we always said, it would take a really long time to play the top 50. Like a really, really, really long time.
Like even longer than how long it's taking you to how much time it's going to take.
And again, so we'll continue that as we get into our top 10 here, but you should go and check out the full list as well as the entire top 200 of 2016, which came back a couple of weeks ago. If you're looking for some cool new music to check out, this is a great spot to start. The National Top 50 is a combination of usually around 30 campus and community radio stations all across Canada. They submit their top 30. That becomes the top 50. So go and check out the national and regional lists, as well as specialty music lists, including electronic, hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and more. There are monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, so many features, and so much more. Again, go check it out. Earshot-online.com. Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning. Because I don't know why.
it's just
the way
it's
it
a
is.
Design element. Yeah. Yeah. We stole that design. The Earshot 20 is also online. Facebook.com/Earshot20. That's our Facebook page at Earshot 20, our handle on Twitter, and Earshot20@gmail.com. That is our email. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to keep in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to have some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll give you an interview and play something from your latest release. Well, as we said at the beginning of the program, there was a bit of a shuffle, a new number one this week, and you are right, Brian. Now that I've seen who it is, I am not surprised. And I can't say this for certain, but last week I might have made mention about the fact that, because I'm pretty sure there were a few albums that debuted or came in or popped up into the top 10.
It was
10.
Like
was
7, like, 8, 10, yeah. 12, something like that.
And I was like, these albums are all going to compete for the top spot over the next few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a real gamble. And, you know, so we had a new number one a couple weeks ago, which was The Evaporators. They were at number one for 2 weeks, but it could definitely be, you know, even just now as I look at the top five, really any one of those ones could be number one next week or the same number one. So it's going to be pretty fun. I don't know if you feel this way, but so we're about 200 odd episodes in, but the longer I do the show, the harder and easier it is to predict, but also kind of the more fun it is to like almost re-welcome old friends, because it's, you know, usually every 2 to 3 years a band will come back with a new record. So there's a lot of people that were on our show a couple years back, and now they're on the show again with new albums. They're folks that we've chatted with, and we're going to get to, you know, the top 10 here. And I think if I look at the top 10, we've interviewed pretty much every one of those bands at some point in time. And, you know, it's nice to have some new music from them to play.
I do agree with you. It's nice. And when we get to catch up as well and do our interviews and stuff, it's just cool to see familiar faces, but also new or familiar faces, to hear familiar albums or familiar bands. But so we do have lots of great stuff on the way for you in this hour. We are going to kick that off right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10 spot.
And number 10, it is the Pack AD. Up two spots this week is Positive Thinking. We'll start off with a track called Teenage Crime. At number 9, up from number 15, Kid Koala has a new one called Music to Draw to Satellite, which features Emiliana Torini on a lot of the tracks, but not this one we're going to play, called Transmission 1. And then What You Get by Diana after that, at number 8, down from number 3, is their newest release, Familiar Touch.
All right, here is your number 10 this week, and that is the Pack AD. Teenage Crime is the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number
I bet you'd say you'd fall right back in my arms.
That was Familiar Touch, an album by Diana at number 8, down for number 3, and you heard a track called What You Get. In the middle, Transmission 1 by Kid Koala at number 9, up from number 15, his debut spot last week for the album. Music to Draw to Satellite, and the Pack AD sticking strong at number 10, up 2 spots this week, is their newest, Positive Thinking. You heard Teenage Crime.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, and hour number 2 of, you guessed it, Music News with Stephen Karlick, who is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and brings us our music news every week, fresh off the presses. We've got lots to talk about in this hour. If you missed the first hour, you can go back and check it out online. But this hour kicks off with some news. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this has been happening a lot in Toronto lately. Good venues closing their doors.
Yeah, it's been really sad. Tons of venues very recently. Hugh's Room was shut down. They apparently have plans to reopen. That's good news. But same happened to Soy Bomb HQ earlier in 2017. Now the sad news is that the legendary Silver Dollar Room is set to close. That, of course, is, Silver Dollar Room is sort of a rite of passage in Toronto. Almost every local band has played it. Many people lamenting its closure on Facebook and Instagram, posting stories about meeting boyfriends and girlfriends and best friends and bandmates there. So, you know, very sad news. Speaking to us about the closure was Silver Dollar club booker and promoter Dan Burke, who himself is something of a legend in Toronto. He broke the unfortunate news about the closing of the venue. He told us, quote, "We know that our end date is probably May 1st. The property owner has been planning a redevelopment for quite some time. It was approved by the city. It's all been sorted out in the past few months." Located on the northwest corner of Spadina and College, the Silver Dollar and adjacent 117-year-old Hotel Waverly first began facing the threat of demolition in 2013 when Toronto-based rental and development company The Wynn Group tabled plans for a 20-story tower with rental units targeted at students. While that didn't come through, at this point, the exact future of the space is unclear, but we do know that the Silver Dollar will not be part of it. It is, as Burke says, the end of the dollar as we know it. Silver Dollar has been around since 1958. It was originally a cocktail lounge, then was a hotspot for local jazz and blues musicians, and most lately, it's been highlighted by Burke for his annual Class Of series, where he highlights the best Toronto talent coming in that year. This year, to celebrate our 25th anniversary, Exclaim teamed up with Burke and the Silver Dollar for our Class of 2017 installment, where we touted some bands that we really loved in Toronto. That being said, as the venue's closing date approaches, Burke is currently getting in touch with the, quote, best and brightest bands that have graced Silver Dollar's stage for a series of farewell shows. Already, Toronto Four Piece, the highest order, have revealed that they will be recording a live show at the venue before its closure. They'll also host a triple header featuring Philadelphia's Japanese Breakfast on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. But if you live in Toronto, now's the time to get out and catch a show or two before it closes its doors.
It's kind of crazy, and to have that kind of heritage within the community is sad to see it go.
Totally. It's, legendary venue. Like I said, if you live in Toronto, even if you don't, maybe make a trip down, catch a show. It is a very rough venue, but a very beloved venue.
Well, there you go. All right, switching gears, we have news, more news about new albums coming. This one is Future Islands.
Yeah, it's been a while since the breakthrough success of Future Islands in 2014 with their album Singles, but they are returning to us with a much-needed new album titled The Far Field, which will come April 7th, courtesy of 4AD. The album will mark the 5th full-length studio effort from the Baltimore trio. Right now, you can get an idea of what to expect from the record with their new song, Ran, which is streaming online, where you can also read about the making of their new album. Apparently, they began writing in January 2016 on the North Carolina coast, and before long, their hometown of Baltimore. They also road-tested the tracks by playing a series of secret shows under fake names, eventually taking the songs to producer John Congleton to record at the famed Sunset Sound Studio. The album is described as 12 chest-pounding love songs and odes to the road, as the band, quote, brilliantly express the central themes they've been exploring for the last decade, that there is power in emotional vulnerability, that one can find a way to laugh and cry in the same breath and be stronger for it. You can pre-order that album on both white and black vinyl, CD, cassette, and a one-of-a-kind miniature LP, which is an inch and a half wide. I don't exactly know what it is or what it's for, but it seems really cool. You can also see the track list for that album, as well as a lengthy list of tour dates, including a Toronto date, at exclaim.ca.
Very cool. And we have one more story to round out music news, and things are getting real with Nathan Fake and a new album.
They are indeed. Nathan Fake is, of course, a UK producer and electronic artist. It's been a while since we heard from him. I think 2012 was his last album. But now, 5 years later, he's prepared a new full-length titled Providence, which will arrive courtesy of Ninja Tune on March 10th. Running 12 tracks in length and marking Fake's fourth proper album, Providence is said to be his most, quote, personal and profoundly emotional work to date, having been created in the wake of a 2-year spell of writer's block brought on by a frantic tour schedule and events in his personal life. The LP was recorded during the first 6 months of 2016 in his home, with its title referencing both the heavily featured Korg Prophecy synth and, quote, guidance or divine guidance that brought the music to Nathan in the aforementioned trying times. The album is also Fake's first time collaborating with vocalists, one of which is Braid's Raphael Standell Preston. He also worked with Prurient on a single titled Degreelessness. You can head to Exclaim and see everything about that album, including the track list.
Well, there you go, and I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to keep this up, but good on you for doing it for the past few weeks. Your song pick correlates with the final story of the week. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Stephen. Thanks so much again for being part of the program and your song pick this week.
Yep, I figure why not preview the albums I'm talking about in the same show. I mean, as well, this one has Canadian talent on it. It's called RVK, and it's the new single from Nathan Fake's forthcoming record. It's a really, really great sort of ambient kind of song, or at least it would be if it weren't for its pounding percussion. It's really, really beautiful, though, featuring Raphael Standell Preston of Braids singing in the latter half of the song. This is RVK by Nathan Fake and Raphael on Gearshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Migos, Ryan Adams, The XX, Pharrell, Japandroids, Sampha, and much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
You, everything I did for you, you, all the hardship we went through, I'll do it all again for you, you, from the beginning for you, you.
I'm on some other wonderful sunshine. When she gets home, she takes me to the wall. I'll be all the passions again. How good I get to get high on sunshine.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Monomyth, last week's number two, this week's number six from the album Happy Pop Family. You heard High on Sunshine. In the middle there, For You by A Tribe Called Red from We Are the Hallucination, dropping only one spot this week to number seven. And Stephen Karlick, as always, having a weekly pick. We heard from Nathan Fake, who has a new track out featuring Raphael called RVK.
Yeah, pretty cool track. And Stephen, we talked about this in recording the music news. He has, for the past few weeks since we started the year off, been picking his last story corresponds with his song pick. So I've challenged him to see how long he can keep that up before he deviates because he finds something that he really, really loves. But thanks to him for joining us on the program this week. We have two more tracks to get to, and then we'll have one more break where we talk about debuts below the top 20. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number five and number four.
At number five, it is Tassio Manci. Sitting Still is the album Do Easy by Hand Drawn Dracula. You're going to hear a track called Emergency. And then The XX up from number eight, its debut spot last week, to number four called I See You. You're going to hear Brave For You.
Take you along. because of you.
The Earshot 20.
That was Brave For You by The XX from the album I See You last week, debuting at number 8, this week number 4. And you also heard an album sitting still at number 5. It was Do Easy by Tassiomancy. You heard a track called Emergency.
All right, one more break until we get to our top 3, and that is to let you know about the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, we don't have time to play the national top 50, as Brian told you at the beginning of this hour of the show. It would take just far too long to do. But we'd like to tell you about what's debuting, because there is a chance they could make it into this program. And Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
Yeah, we'll be brief on the details this week because there's so many debuts to tell you about. 10 in all below the top 20 within our national top 50. Starting off at number 48, it is Of Gentlemen and Cowards with a new one called Modern Jukebox. At number 47, Whitney Rose, South Texas Suite. And closing out the trio all in a row at number 46, it is Exit Someone with Dry Your Eyes. At number 44, the new album by Priest is called Nothing Feels Natural. And following that at one spot up, a new one from Nothingness called Being at number 43. Going up a few spots, number 40, it is Fleece. They have a new one out called Voyager. And at number 37, Challenger. So a couple of potentially spaceship-themed albums on there in a row by Mayans at number 37. At number 30, Cloud Nothing's Life Without Sound. At number 28, a self-titled release by Ty Siegel. And our highest debut this week at number 25, it is the debut full-length release following up a EP by Century Palm out of Toronto. It is an album called Meet You, which comes out the first week of March, but is making its way around Campus Community Radio in advance of that. So yeah, as we've been talking about, so much great big music coming out, and some of it is already falling into our charts, some of it coming very soon. As you mentioned last week, the new album by Bill and Joel Plaskett's on its way. We heard last week that there's a new album from B.A. Johnson coming our way.
Yeah, there's at least
five or six things that I'm really excited for. And then also pretty much every day I open the mailbox and there's a new album that I didn't even know was coming out. I didn't know that Century Palm album was coming out until it landed in my lap, and I think I played it the next day on a different show.
So. Opened it. It was like Christmas for you.
Yeah.
You opened it and then you played it and you played it, and now no one can play it anymore because it's worn out. Does that happen to CDs? No?
I mean, they get scratched up and stuff, but...
All right. Well, thanks for that, Brian. And now we have... three more tracks to get to, and we're going to do it. And we're going to kick it off with your number three this week.
All right. It is the new album by Heat, who have been on the show a while back during our Sappy Fest coverage. Either last year or the year before that, they had an EP out at the time. And now this is their first full length. It's called Overnight. It was on our show for the first time last week at number 11. This week, number three, quite the climb. But apparently someone climbed higher than that to number one. So you'll find that out at the end of the set. Kicking it off, though, it is Heat with Lush.
Yeah.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
In new number one this week, as we've been saying all episode long, it was Oustra from their newest album, Future Politics, a high debut at number 7 last week. Perhaps not all that surprising that they are the number one album. Definitely a big awaited release for lots of folks out there all across campus community radio land in Canada. And that was a track called Free Power. Last week's number one, and the number one before that, not falling too far away, just to number two, The Evaporators, Ogopogo Punk, a late 2016 release on Mint Records. And you heard the title track. And all the way up from number 11 to number 3, it was Heat from the album Overnight. You heard Lush.
I think the battle is going to continue over the next month of who's going to take the top spot, but that is it for this program. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and that does it for the top 20 of the National Top 50 on earshot-online.com. This is the Earshot 20. Program is recorded and broadcast from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. It airs every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program, and we also thank you if you're listening to the program by downloading from radioforall.net or podcasting on iTunes, and we will see you next week with a new countdown, and who knows, maybe a new number one. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. The Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.